Glory to God. For seeing the last midweek service in the month of March, lift up those hands, give God thanks tonight. Father, I thank you for the last midweek service in the month of March. I glorify and exalt you, Lord. I bless and magnify your name. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Magnify his name. Father, I thank you. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your holy name. Melara zonteli katala rabaro ze skolia. Lebla raba shuntani kelela rose branko tanikatuli. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. For all the testimonies harvested in the month of March, it is not your doing, it is not my doing, it is the doing of the King of Glory. And all the ones even shared today, two promotions can only be God. Let's give him thanks tonight again. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we exalt you. King of Glory, we magnify your name. For all the testimonies we have harvested in the month of March, thank you. King of Lords, for all the testimonies we have harvested in the month of March, thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Mighty God. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have given thanks. Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Tell your neighbor the month of March will not end without your own testimony showing up. Your testimony is next. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated comfortably. Hallelujah. Our teaching series has been Fundamentals of Kingdom Wealth. And this will be the last teaching, which is part 7, Fundamentals of Kingdom Wealth. And to start tonight, let's take a look at the anchor scripture for the midweek services, Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1 to 3. Said, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. He said, look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah that bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and I increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, will comfort all her waste places, and I will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. To understand this better, I had a better understanding when I read another version of the scripture. That is the TLB version. It said, listen to me, all who hope for deliverance, who seek the Lord. He said, consider the quarry from which you were mined, the rock from which you were caught. Yes, think about your ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, from whom you came. So we understand that we came from them. Now take note of this. You worry at being so small and few. But Abraham was only one when he was called. He said, Abraham was only one when I called him, but when I blessed him, he became a great nation. And the Lord will bless Israel again and make our deserts blossom. A barren wilderness will become as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Joy and gladness will be found there, thanksgiving and lovely songs. although I called him alone, but when I blessed him, he became a great nation. I called him alone. He had nothing when I called him. He was living in his father's house when I called him. But I later increased him. Therefore, what are we saying? Worry less about being small and few now, because my blessings will come upon you, and when it comes upon you, it will make you great. I didn't hear your amen. You worry too much about where you are now. Where you are now is not my destination for you. It's just a stepping stone to where I'm taking you, which is what I did for Abraham. Abraham had nothing. I called him out of his father's house because I needed to make him something. You worry too much about where you are now. When you worry too much about where you are now, you will not think of where I'm taking you to. You will not thank me for where I'm taking you to. Worrying about where you are now will blind your eyes to where I'm taking you to. Glory to God. I didn't hear you. That means we have an heritage of financial fortune in redemption as the seed of Abraham. And every seed produces after its kind. Galatians chapter 3, 13 to 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The blessings of Abraham entitles us to the heritage of financial fortune. We are not entitled to it, but he engrafted us into it. We became partakers of that blessing through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. He engrafted us through Jesus Christ into the riches of the kingdom. He was rich, he decided to become poor so we might be rich. So if we are still poor, it is double jeopardy. Somebody already paid the price. If we are not taking advantage of it, it is not because it is not available, it is because of our ignorance. Glory to God. The Messiah said, that is one of the seven blessings I recovered at crucifixion. Revelations 5:10-12. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000, 10 times, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Financial fortune is available to us, but there is what to do to be partakers of that blessings. It is by doing what Abraham did. Any born-again child of God that ends up poor is not the problem of God. It's your problem. Any and every born-again child of God that ends up poor, look at this, John 8:39, They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. We don't need to confess the blessings of Abraham. We can confess it from today till tomorrow, but to have it, you will do what he did. Do what Abraham did. Romans 4:12, and the father of circumcision, to them that are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised. Verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. Take note of this scripture. It is of faith that it might be by grace. If you have faith, then you must receive grace to do what he did. If you have faith to walk in what he had, then we must receive grace to do what he did, to walk in what he had. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. The doing is what makes the promise sure. He says, to all seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Some are saying, okay, I have faith for financial fortune like Abraham, but what do I need to do? You may have faith, but until you do what he did, you are not entitled to what he had. We are not entitled to what he had. Many people are talking about our father in the faith today. Why is he flying everywhere? Why is he flying everywhere? Pastor, he has so many flights, so many planes. Do you know what he went through? Can you do what he did to be where he is? I heard God's servant, Bishop Pastor Enoch Adeboye, recently. He was saying, when he acquired his plane, he said they sent EFCC after him. Where did he get the money from? Where did he get? He said it was fierce attack on his person. Where did he get the money from? He said, but he explained, he said what they didn't know is that his agenda, timetable, is different from the timetable of the general plane. What are they called? Commercial flights. He says it's different. He says, for example, I went from Nigeria to one nation. The next morning, I left and went to another nation. And the same day, I left and went to another nation. He said, if I'm waiting for commercial flights, they won't do that for me. I have to wait for their timetable. And my timetable is different from their timetable. It is not for leisure. It is for God's business. And everybody is saying, I also want to have a plane. I want to have a plane. You can have a plane, but you will need to do what he did. Glory to God. It is not by mouth. It is by doing. And so very quickly, let me say this to you tonight. If you are poor, it is not God's fault, because he had already made the provision that you do not take advantage of it. Your fault, not his fault. There was a man that traveled on a ship many years ago. I heard the story. And he paid for his ticket. He was traveling on the ship, but he packed boxes of cracker biscuits in his when he was traveling. So every day, he was cracking cracker biscuits every day. And then one day, to the day that they were going to the place that they were going to, he met somebody. And the person was like, what's going on? We didn't see you all through the time. He said, because I didn't pay for food. He said, what do you mean? Your ticket already covers it. His ticket covered the food that everybody was eating, but he didn't know. He was cracking cracker. Cracking what? He was eating cookie when other people were eating chicken and steak and shrimp. He was eating cookie. Why? Because they did not know that his ticket covered it. That you don't know, that don't mean you will not suffer. It's available. But if you don't know, you will suffer for what you don't know. So quickly tonight, steps of the father of Abraham that we need to follow. Steps of the father of the faith of Abraham that we need to follow. Steps of the faith of Abraham. Number one, Abraham was an obedient servant. Obedient servant. Everything God told Abraham to do, Abraham will not just do, Abraham will do quickly. The faith of Abraham was confirmed by his obedience to instructions from God. Genesis 12, 1, verses 1 to 2. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house, unto a house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless them, curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So, and the Bible says in verse 4, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed. Genesis 22, again, the Lord said, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest and whom thou hast been waiting for, and get into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee. Verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and he didn't ask God any question. And as a result of his obedience, he received sworn blessings. The Bible says in verse 16 to 18, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, that in blessing, that because thou hast done this thing, in blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. Glory to God. As the stars of the heaven, and as the sun which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. That is, Abraham will never had any challenge obeying God's voice. Everything God said, Abraham did. Are you ready to do that? Number two, quickly. Steps of the faith of Abraham. Abraham was a tither. People don't want to hear that. Abraham was a tither. No matter your faith to be prosperous, if you don't take a step in tithing, your faith may fail. Genesis 14, 18 to 20. Bible speaking, it says that Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemies into thy hand. He gave him tithes of all. Tithes of some? No, tithes of all. I read something today, scripture today, that gave me an insight. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 to 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, which is the tithe, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent. Take note too. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continually. Now, consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who received the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of thy brethren, whom though they come out of the loins of Abraham, but whose descent is not counted. from them received tithes of Abraham. Now, you may not really understand this, but let's read it in another version. And it is called TLB. This Melchizedek was king of the city of Salem and also a priest of the Most High God. When Abraham was returning home after winning a great battle against many kings, Melchizedek met him and blessed him. Melchizedek's name. Then Abraham took a tenth of all he had won in the battle and gave it to Melchizedek. Melchizedek's name was Justice. So he is the king of justice and is also the king of peace because of the name of his city. Please take note, this is where I'm going. Salem, which means peace. Now, verse 3. Melchizedek had no father or mother, and there is no record of any of his ancestors. He was never born. And he never died. But his life is like that of the Son of God, a priest forever. See, then how great this Melchizedek is. Even Abraham, the first and most honored of all God's chosen people, gave Melchizedek a tenth of the spoils he took from the kings he had been fighting. Verse 5. One could understand why Abraham would do this if Melchizedek had been a Jewish priest, but he was not. But for later on, God's people were required by law to give gifts to help their priests because the priests were their relatives. But Melchizedek was not a relative, and yet Abraham paid him. Melchizedek placed a blessing upon Abraham. That's where I'm going. And as everyone knows, a person who has the power to bless is always greater than the person he blesses. He gave a tenth to Melchizedek. He didn't know him. He just knew that he was the king of Salem. And Melchizedek blessed him. But Abraham knew that the one that blesses is greater. The one that blesses. And as everyone knows, a person who has the power to bless is always greater than the one he's blessing. You know why? What I found out from this? God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, said he went to the United States some time ago, and he was talking to one of his mentors. And the mentor was about to kneel down and said, "Sir, I'm going on a journey. Please bless me." He said he didn't know when he said in his native language, "Yewar." And pulled it. That is abomination. And pulled him up and said, "No, I need your blessing. You don't need my blessing. The one that blesses is always higher than the one he blesses." Glory to God. So Abraham paid tithe. When you pay your tithe, it results in the blessings of the Father. The blessings he releases on you and I, because he is more. He is the one who blesses is more than the one that is blessed. May the Lord give us understanding. Number 3, very quickly, Abraham was an addicted giver. He was not just a tither, he was also an addicted giver. Even when he had nothing, when Abraham had nothing, Abraham still had people surrounding him. Abraham was not alone. When he had nothing, Abraham was not alone. Genesis 13:5. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks. Abraham, at a point, Lot was becoming greedy. And it was going to be a problem. So Abraham said in Genesis 18 verses 1 to 5. And the Lord appeared unto him. And Abraham said, look at everywhere. Anywhere that you choose. He said, and he sat in the tent door. He lifted up. Look at everywhere. No, not Genesis 18 now. I'm coming to that. Look at everywhere. Look, Lot, pick wherever you want to go. That is, our relationship is better than fighting. Pick anywhere you want to go. You choose here, I will go here. You choose here, I will go here. But it's okay. Pick anywhere you want to go. That means there is nothing in this world that is more than this relationship. Pick anywhere you want to go. A dangerous giver. You know, there is nothing we have that we are taking to heaven. No. And some people are so stiff when it comes to giving. You are so stiff that you can't even give. It is well. The Lord will give us understanding. Abraham would welcome people he didn't know until he welcomed angels. Genesis 18, that's where I'm going now, 1 to 5. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I found favor in thy sight, I pray thee, from thy servant, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts, that after that ye have passed on, ye shall pass on. For therefore, are ye come to your servant? And they said, So do as thou hast said. Abraham, the captain of hospitality. If you come to my house as a guest, spending 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you have exclusive rights to the kitchen. My wife is not a fan of cooking anyway. So, whatever, you have a right to the kitchen. Cook whatever you, do whatever you want to do. But there are people. What is she doing in my kitchen? Why is she in my kitchen? Are you taking the kitchen to heaven? Glory to God. It is eat what you want. The thing is there. Whatever you want. If you want 10 meat, pieces of meat, eat it. The Lord will provide more. But there are people that will give you meat bone or bone meat. That as you are holding it like this, you are struggling. It's like you are fighting. It is simply saying to you, your time is up. What are you still doing in this place? Your time is up. Get out of here. Look at what Abraham offered his guests. As 7 to 8 of Genesis 18. And Abraham ran onto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and he set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. You don't know who you will welcome into your house and will be an angel. So all these, this is Canada. I don't know. They are coming from Nigeria. They are coming from Ghana. They are coming from Cameroon. I don't know who they are. I can't let them into my house. It's not because you don't want to let them into your house. It's because you have a heart not to let anybody to your house. It's not because of where they are coming from. Is because you have no heart to let anyone into your house. If you don't let them into your house, they won't sleep on the street. Somebody else will do it. I've given my... So people will call me from... So person is coming. I say, that's not a problem. When they come, the key is under the... If I'm not home, they should check under the mat. The key will be there. Not knowing them from anywhere. Will there be bad people? Absolutely. But should that stop you from doing the good thing? No. Because they are not the one to pay you. May the Lord give you understanding. What's number three? Addicted giver. Number four, Abraham was an addicted sacrificer. Nothing was too much for Abraham to sacrifice. If he could sacrifice his son, then nothing was too much for him to sacrifice. Genesis 22, it came to pass, and God tempted Abraham, and Abraham sacrificed his son. And after that, God swore a blessing upon him. He became a nation. Abraham had an army. Abraham was an emperor with a personal army. Why? Because of sacrifices. And then at the end of this day, the Bible says in Genesis 24 and verse 1, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. I was in Nigeria in December last year, and I was in somebody's house, and I noticed that the person brought the best for me and for the people that came with me, gave me bottled water. But there was one woman in that house that this person just gave, everything we were eating, but pure water. With my eyes, I didn't say nothing, but with my eyes, I spoke to the person. How many of you know when you speak with your eyes? I sat down when the person brought the pure water and gave it to the person. And I did like this. The person understood it very well. Took the pure water from the person, went inside, brought bottled water, and gave it to. And I called the person afterwards. I said, never in your life again. What is the meaning of that? You are giving pure water to someone? Is our own God less than our God? And now you are giving us pure water. And you are giving us bottled water. Abba. What are you going to gain from that? You have house help. The house help must not eat at the dining table. Must eat somewhere else. Why? Is she not a human being? The Lord will give us understanding. You see, we need to start thinking, why is this covenant not working? Because of some little things that we don't think about. Your own child. There are people who send people to us to our homes for vacation. What your child is eating is different from what the child is eating that came for vacation. As if the meat the person is going to eat will cut off your... May the Lord give us understanding. What are the facts to note about the Abrahamic order of blessings? Quickly, I will just read through this. Number one, Abraham was more of a doer than a talker. Abraham was more of a doer than a talker. Abraham hardly said anything, but he believed everything. And everything Abraham believed, Abraham did. He obeyed everything he believed. Whatever you believe, you will prove by doing. It is not what you say, it is about what you do. It's not about what you say, it's about what you do. James 2:18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Abraham proved his faith by works, not by much speaking. Whoever speaks much is trying to explain away. Faith is doing what we already believe. That you are explaining simply means this is the reason I can't do it. Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get out of thy country. Abraham said nothing. The Bible says in verse 4, and Abraham moved. So Abraham departed. Abraham said nothing. He just obeyed. While we say is what we say is important, it is only relevant when it is in line with what we do. If what you are saying is contrary to what you do, you don't have faith. 1 Samuel 2:4. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let no arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Action. God is not looking at what you say. Everybody is talking. He's looking at what we do. James 1:22 to 25. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Abraham spoke less, but he did more. For example, finally, as I close, prosperity is not about confession. It is about doing what makes prosperous. It's not about confession. Lord, you can wake up every morning, every day. Lord, I receive prosperity. I'm going to be prosperous in the name of Jesus Christ. You know this confession? Father, I say it again. I'm prosperous. I'm going to be prosperous. I am prosperous. You say it tomorrow. You don't do what brings prosperity. You will say it forever. My covenant will I not break. Psalm 89 and verse 4 and 34. Nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. What we do is a kind of a spiritual seed. What we say waters the seed. So what we do is more important than what we say. What we do is a spiritual seed. What we say waters the seed. Rise up on your feet. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Give God thanks tonight. Obedience may be at a cost, but the end result will always be priceless. Give him glory and give him honor tonight. All adoration, magnify his name. Father, we thank you. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your holy name. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified. Glorify and exalt your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Several years ago, God's servants will be saying, there is no amount of prayer I pray on you to prosper. If you don't do what makes prosperous, you can't see it. It was later I started understanding it. I didn't get it before. But you are the prophet now. Pray for prosperity. If you pray for prosperity and you don't do what makes prosper, what makes prosperous, you won't see it. But from today, your eyes will be open.
Amen.
I said your eyes will be open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, for somebody here tonight that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to be born again. I want to know you as my personal Lord and my Savior. Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not tonight? You are here tonight. You want to say, Lord, I want to know you as my Savior. I want to be born again. Put your right hand on your heart wherever you are right now, online and on ground. And let me pray with you. Forget about who is looking at you or who is watching you. Is between you and your Father in heaven. And somebody else wants to say, Lord, I didn't know you before, but I walked out on you. And I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not again tonight? Put your right hand on your heart also. Let me pray with you. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. In Jesus' marvelous name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them.
Amen.
These ones will never go back on perdition. Take root downwards. Bear fruit upwards to the praise and to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Jesus. Most glorious name we have prayed.
Amen.
You said that prayer in your heart. Please just wave your hands to Jesus. Somebody will. And wave your hands to Jesus and just come meet me here right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All of us are born again. Glory to the name of the Lord. Stretch forth your hands towards the communion table tonight and just ask Jesus, my Father and my God, grace for obedience. Grace to be able to obey you in the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Grace to be able to obey you. Grace for obedience. My Father and my God, baptize me with it tonight. Speak to him, speak to him, speak to him expressly. Speak to him expressly tonight. Let his name only be glorified. Father, we thank you. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed. Amen. We declare the table, communion table, blessed tonight.
Amen.
We decree that everyone that partakes of it tonight, whatsoever was not found in him, will be taken off of us.
Amen.
Whatsoever that is not of God, whatsoever was not found in Jesus, will be deleted from our system tonight.
Amen.
Every form of sickness will die.
Amen.
Every form of disease will fly off.
Amen.
As we partake of the communion table, whatsoever is confused, we decree that the knowledge and the wisdom of God rest upon them from now. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your holy name. Whatsoever anyone is looking up to you for personally, as they partake of your flesh and your blood, you give it to them wholeheartedly.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy One, in Jesus' marvelous name.